Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about their upcoming appearance here at San Juan College coming up on Wednesday, the authors of the One Book, One Community selection that's been selected for this fall called Send a Runner. The authors of that book, Jim Christofik and Edison Esquites. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to KSJE. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you. This is Edison.
Morning.
Thank you for the invitation.
You are welcome. And Jim, good morning to you. Good to see you both.
Thank you. Morning.
Talk us through a little bit about the this book and the idea for it. Obviously, Send a Runner, it is talking about Navajo history, Navajo culture, and Edison Esquites, can you start a little bit by talking to me about the inspiration for the book that you wrote?
Yes, it is complicated, but it's on my behalf, it's been in the works for about over 40 years. Since I was very young. There are a lot of stories across the globe. And here in the Southwest, there are stories sometimes untold or sheltered. And there's something unique about the human entity. I was very young and something moved in my inner soul and it continued. At the very end, after so many years, I knew what it was. And I am an ultra runner, and that lens itself, that became the vehicle to tell the story. It's really about humanities. It's about mankind to extend the stories that we have. Sometimes it's untouched, and it has to be alive. You know, we have this saying where you leave something behind, and I think this is one of them for me.
And the book, Jim, maybe you can add a little bit to it as well, your involvement in the book as well. Kind of add your part to it, please.
Oh, sure. Well, we have a tradition, you know, in America where we always will celebrate anniversaries. You know, 1 year has passed since this. 1 year has another, then another, then another to demarcate a remembrance. And so in 2018, that was the 150th anniversary of the Long Walk that took place, where Navajo people were compelled under threat of death to walk to Fort Sumner, and were kept there in a military prison, an open air prison, essentially, and were not allowed to leave. And if they left, they were outlaws, of course. And so when Edison, and I knew about the Long Walk growing up, it was really weird when I left the Navajo Res, because I grew up there from when I was about 6 years old till I was 16. And then I graduated from Page High School on the western edge of the Res. And when I would meet people who didn't know about the Long Walk, I thought that was very strange. What, you don't know that? I mean, everyone knows that story, but I didn't realize everyone knows that story where I'm from.
Right.
And so when I learned that Edison was going to be doing this ceremonial run to honor the survivors of that walk, I was very intrigued from the beginning. I know he's an excellent storyteller and a very dedicated runner and very traditional. And so I wanted to take part in chronicling what he was going to do as a journalist.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. And so, and that is kind of the basis for this book now, right? About Edison, your efforts to kind of, I guess, recreate, if you will, or take the route of the Long Walk from the Navajo Reservation to the area of Santa Fe, right? Is that's the route that you took?
Correct. 330 miles, and you know, in the storyline, it's really about, it's an eclectic overall. It's about the athletic, it's about the history, it's about the education, traditional things, faith things. There are betrayals in it, allies, government policies, other tribes that were involved in this as well. Certainly, there's a bit of humor in it as well. And it talks about the environment, the landscapes, uranium. It's a very unique story. And Jim has a master in telling the story as well. I think that between the two of us, he's a great writer. There's no doubt about that. I'm more the voice, if you will. I can tell a story and Jim can just jot it down and merge ideas together. And the terminologies that were utilized, it is profound. And I think Jim has done a great, great job selecting those words that are pieced together in such a way.
Well, it sounds like you two make up a great team, I think, in your efforts. And the book, as I mentioned, has been selected here at San Juan College as the One Book, One Community selection. And that means that you both will be here on campus on Wednesday at 6 p.m. in the Conigach Theater to talk a little bit about this book and talk to the public a little bit and maybe sign some books and answer some more specific questions about the book and the message that you hope the communities maybe get from it. And what are some of the things you hope folks are getting out of reading this book? Edison?
Hopefully it's to trigger the so-called I guess in the mainstream, there is a mainstream society as well. In that mainstream, we are divided in different avenues and we come together as a whole. But I think it's important to have your cultural elements, aspects of life supporting. That makes us the people that we are. And to share it with the folks who are across the globe, there are similarities. And I think it's valuable. And again, it is a harsh read, but it's a true story. And I think people would, and I know whoever reads it, if you're connected to it or engaged in such a way, this is kind of a lifetime book. I mean, it is described in such a way, there's so much to cover. I mean, athleticism in itself, what does it take to be a long ultra runner? Faith-based, spiritual things. And one thing that I think is important on behalf of the Navajo tribe, I call them Nabahi. When these folks were rounded up, they still had hopes. They had dreams, and they marched. Well, you know, thousands of them didn't make it home. Meanwhile, they tucked away their prayers, their songs, their food, their attire, their jewelry, and so forth. And some of them never made it home. So they're still buried.
Right. Very, very true. Jim Kristofic, let me ask you a little bit about, I imagine there are people who are reading this book who maybe, again, like you've described earlier, didn't know about the Long Walk. They are learning about it maybe firsthand from this book, from the book that you and Edison have written.
And I'm glad they're reading it. One thing that we really tried to do with this book, and maybe at some point the artistic effort kind of took its own power and enacted this upon the people who have read it, because I have heard a very similar story over and over from people who have read it, who have sent me emails or have spoken to me at book events. You know, in America, mostly you study history to know history. You learn facts and you learn a causal chain to explain current circumstances by previous events. And the history that's in this book is well known. I did not have to work hard to find that history. It's in many books that have been written and been available for a long time. But what this book will do that maybe those history books were not trying to do is when you read this book, you will feel the history. And I could almost guarantee that on a human level. And that is in many ways due to the effort that Edison put forward with the energy of his body to take me, to take the readers through these landscapes and feel the spirits of the entities that are in those places. And people will feel it. That's why it won't necessarily feel good all the time.
Right, right. Well, the book is called Send a Runner. You both will be here on Wednesday at 6 p.m. We're just about out of time, gentlemen, for our segment this morning. But as students and teachers adapt this book into their curriculum and their classrooms, I imagine there are many teachable moments, positive, good and bad, I suppose. Edison, what do you hope students, young people, will get from reading and studying and talking about what you write about in the book?
Well, I think the mannerism of society at large, there's something out there. And hopefully, as a student, it is recognized to pursue the educational aspects of their journey and collectively look at the globe as a whole and make these healthy choices in their lifeline. You know, as of today, you know, there are conflicts that are within the European countries and here as well. And so there's something about this humanistic humanities that we're in. And I think it's important. And this is a part of that. This is a part of that. We're not immune from it. And it's an educational point of view to resolve our needs.
Jim Christofik, same question to you. What do you hope that young people might get from reading what you've written here?
I hope they feel a greater connection to the land, to the history, because we're looking at stories from the Long Walk and what led to the Long Walk happening. And some families don't want to talk about that. And so a lot of those stories have been lost, even the ones available in mainstream U.S. history. People just don't know about it. So hopefully they'll be able to take that in and experience that kind of emotion that people might call reverence. That would be what I hope they take away.
Very good. Well, Jim Christofik, Edison Esquites, authors of Send a Runner, thank you both for joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the book that you both have written, and we look forward to hearing from you in person on Wednesday, 6 p.m. right here at San Juan College.
We'll be there.
Be there. Thank you.
Thank you both very much. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.